Hello, welcome back to the Country Caribbean Podcast, Mind of a Caribbean American. I am your host, Lynn, and I am sipping on chai tea latte, and I'm eating at the most expensive restaurant in New York City almost. But let me tell you, I had a bacon, egg, and cheese burrito earlier, and it was good. I see why. Like, with those type of foods, like with certain breakfast foods, like, you can eat it anytime. Like, it'd be a snack almost. But I'm trying not to eat a whole bunch of eggs. Because, like, we be going through eggs. Just going through eggs. But eggs are so good. Especially when you add the onions, the tomatoes, the mushrooms, the salt, the pepper, the cayenne. When you just jazz it up. Oh, don't let me get me started on those breakfast sandwiches with the jelly. It's just good. But welcome back. Now, There's two things I want to talk about before I actually get into the meat and the potatoes of this episode. So it was Summer Walker versus Eliza, which is the mother of Future's child. Okay. So Summer was like, oh, I feel bad for him. You know, these women after his money. Then she's the only one that's vocal, but the man's child's mother, Eliza, I think that's how you say her name, Eliza. But she broke it down, everything to Summer. She was like, girl, basically saying, like, you know, mind your business. And I know her boyfriend's baby mama was like, you need to just sit up there and make your music and take a shower. And I was like, why'd y'all have to bring up the shower? You know, some people. I mean, there's people out there that don't wash their legs. They just think, like, the soap is going to hit it. It's people that don't exfoliate. It's just so much. So, yeah, leave them where they at. But basically, Summer was just like, oh, you know, these women are after money, blah, 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 blah. And to be honest, you could kind of, I mean, I think everybody has already got onto Eliza about, you know, having a baby by a man who has a history of, you know, pumping and dumping. And, you know, treating the mother of his kids and just treating women in general bad. So people have already told her about that, okay? But the kid is here. I think the kid is like 1 year old. The child is here. So, I mean, at this point, just take care of it and go about your business and stuff. What y'all want her to do? Put the baby back inside of her and just pretend like it don't happen? Like, I don't see. That's the thing about child support. I'm going to make a whole episode about that. But that's the thing about it. It's like they want you to handle the situation. And it's like, yeah, she could have done what she could have done. But it's her body, her choice, you know. So the child is here. So, like, pay. Like, ain't nobody tell you to bust. That's the thing. Niggas be mad at child support, but ain't nobody tell you to stay inside of it. That's just that. I don't know. That's a whole other thing. So it was just Summer versus Eliza. And, you know, they were going back and forth because she's like, first of all, why are you super Summer? Like, you're putting your cape on for somebody, for out of everybody, Future. Like, so Summer put her cape on and stuff. People were just dragging Summer. And I was like, no, sis, stop. And then also, it could be kind of her projecting because her boyfriend, Summer's boyfriend, be having issues with his baby mamas. So it could be her projecting and stuff. But see, this is why when you start, this is why you have conversations before you start dating. Or you're going to be like Marcus and Angela from Why Did I Get Married? I can't stand your baby mama. You need to put your foot down to her. You be sending her, letting her disrespect me. Are you still fucking her? You know, this shit like that. This is why you have conversations. Like, some people do not like asking those tough questions because they don't want somebody to be scared off or they don't want to come off a certain way. You gotta ask, do you have kids? How many kids do you have? How old are your kids? How recent is the breakup? How old is your baby mama? Even though, you know, age, anybody can be childish at any age. But, you know, how old is your baby mama? How many baby mamas do you have? This is why you ask the question, because I know on Twitter recently they were talking about dating men with newborns. It was like, oh, maybe him and the child's mother have an understanding, or they just wanted a baby and stuff. I don't see nothing wrong with dating a man with a newborn. And it's like, I've had a newborn. I had a newborn, and the last thing that was on my mind was dating. That was the last thing on my mind. Even though most people are like, oh, the mom is going to, you know, the child is mostly going to be with the mom. Still, like, y'all going to stop letting people slide with that. Y'all got to stop letting people slide with, oh, the child's with the mother most of the time anyway. That's why niggas be getting mad as hell when you make them do shit for their child. If I mean inconvenience, you being inconvenienced too. The fuck? This is a shared experience. So, everyone was like, oh my God, if somebody has time to date with a whole newborn, like, that means they're not, so, that's basically what they're saying. They're like, oh, that means that person is not doing their part if they have time to be dating and spending time. Even though there's people out there that do that. I wouldn't be comfortable dating somebody with a newborn. I wouldn't be comfortable dating somebody with a baby on the way, because it's like, are you going to do the same thing to me? Like I said, pumping and dumping. Are you going to do the same thing to me? You know, if you comfortable dating and going on these vacations and you have a baby on the way or a whole newborn, it's like, go spend time with your kids. Damn. Even though the child can't talk, go spend time with your kids. I don't know. I don't know. Like, to be honest, I don't really know. I don't know at all. But yeah, so people were dragging her because it is kind of none of her business. Like, yeah, you could go on and on about, oh, well, you should have known. You should know this. You should know that. The kid is here. Take care of your kids. And that's it. That's it. I understand all that drama and stuff. That's why a lot of women don't date men that have kids, because the drama. I'll date a guy that has a kid. I've done it before, but it's just a lot of drama because, yeah, the kids might be cool and stuff, but it's a whole nother person. Like, most people don't like exes, but those are like exes that won't go away. Especially if you kind of have an understanding with the person that you have a child by, that person can change their mind at any time. Look how dudes be going years and they be cool with their baby mamas, and the next thing you know, they getting hit over the head with so much stuff, in and out of court, all this drama and stuff. So it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. You know, I give it up to stepmoms because it takes a really strong woman to take on that type of drama. It really do. And this is why you got to put your foot down in the beginning. Like, hey, I'm not dealing with this. I'm not dealing with that. And that's why the ages of the kids are kind of important, because anything under, because my daughter is about to be 7 years old. My rule was always, oh, I'm not dating a guy with a child that's younger than my child, because I've been there, done that. So it's like, it's just a lot, especially when they're younger, because it's a lot because you're still learning all that stuff. Like, I'll date a guy with older kids. A teenager, I know how I was when I was a teenager, and it takes a strong person. All right, so speaking of strong, oh my God, I kind of feel bad about this one. So there was a TikTok, and this woman goes by Nurse Bree. She's a nurse, you know, front line and stuff. So she's a nurse, been working, you know, masks, COVID, all that stuff. She just bought her a house and stuff. So on her TikTok, she was like, oh, my man is not feeling good. You know, I'm going to make him feel better. You know, do all the things, all that stuff. Then, like, a couple of videos later, she was, like, recording him out on a date with another woman. And she was like, how dare you, you know, going on about that type of stuff. She's like, how dare you, how dare you. And one thing people pointed out was, like, girl, how long has he known the other woman? Because, you know, not to investigate nobody's body, but the other woman had a very round belly that looks kind of pregnant. So most people were clowning her. they're calling her pick me, and I was like, no, in that situation she wasn't very pick me. She was like, my man is not feeling good, let me go do. She's doing that for her man. She's not saying, oh, you have to do this for a man. She's doing that for her man, even though, you know, once you say a dude's name in your phone, sometimes that's when they start acting up. But she, I don't know how to say this. I mean, she's a nurse, career woman. You know, she just bought a house. So she's going to be good and stuff. It might be hard for her to date because some guys be feeling insecure when stuff, when a woman is doing better, I guess, you know, not to be that type of way. But, oh, child, that was embarrassing. And it was just, like, dragging her. But she was responding. Most people just, like, going about their day. But she was responding. She was like, I was like, girl, you ain't got to explain yourself. You know, you embarrassed. You know, we all get embarrassed. You know, we just got to move on from this and stuff. See, this is why I don't really show my face in camera sometimes. Just kidding. But, yeah, she was embarrassed. And I was like, oh, man. You know, she done. She bought him some earrings. She cooked for him. She got him some medicine. She got him a card. I was like, dang. And then just for, like, when she was going off on him, like, and then going off on the other woman. And I was like, I need more backstory. Because those type of situations, you'd be like, oh, you know, fuck you, girl. But still go off on her nigga. And then the dude was running after the other woman. So it was just like, damn, so embarrassing. All right, so in this episode, I want to talk about the South. So sorry. But I want to talk about the South because with the whole COVID and people talking about the housing market or houses being cheaper, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go get me a house for $5. But, you know, people are still moving. You know, people still going about their day and stuff. So I'm going to be talking about, is the South cheaper? You know, why everybody's moving to certain areas. And just, like, the future of just the cost of living in general. So, recently, I've been seeing a lot of people move to Florida. And there's even, like, articles about it. There's even articles about it, you know, why everybody's moving. Talking about real estate. And because a lot of people are buying houses. I mean, I know that the community constantly talks about owning over renting, and there is benefits, but some people can't handle the responsibility of owning and stuff. Me, I'm a person that likes to do it myself. So if I could do it myself, I would, especially since it's kind of an investment, especially if you're planning on passing something down to other people. Now, the South is usually an area where people go to retire and, like, quote, air quotes, settle down at. So to see that a lot of my peers are, like, moving even further south, because a lot of my peers in Georgia, a lot of them are moving to Florida. And it's so funny because a lot of people in Florida are moving to Georgia. A lot of people in Atlanta are moving to Texas. A lot of people from Texas is moving to Atlanta. So it's kind of, it's very interesting, especially since me, I'm a person that likes to, if I notice a pattern, if I just notice anything in general, I start to look into it because I'm like, huh, what's going on? So when most people think of the South, like from what I read, people just think like the South is just poverty, or it's like the worst place to live at. It's not that developed, which is, like, first of all, it's good. All right, people talking about, oh, the cost of, not the cost, but just, you know, being able to find affordable housing in the South and stuff in the future, that, and that was something from 2017 about secure and affordable housing and stuff, especially since a lot of people have lost their jobs and a lot of people are starting to get evicted. I seen that on the news. I was like, whew, this is a lot. So is the South cheaper? Now, when people think about the South being cheaper, they're mostly talking about housing. That's how I feel. They're mostly talking about housing because you could get like a toilet in other areas, a toilet, a bathroom, a kitchen, and maybe have your bedroom in the living room for like $2,500. But if you come to the South, you can get a whole house, 4 bedrooms, 4.5 baths for like $2. Just kidding. But I think just mostly you get more for your money. Because I remember this one person, I need to look him up too. I know they were like, they were an Instagram comedian. And he was talking about on Snap, he was talking about, you know, how much, I think people were asking him how much he pays for his apartment in East Point, which is like right down the street from Atlanta. And he was telling them, and they were saying, oh, I pay more for that, and I barely have X, Y, and Z. And I'm in New York. I think most people talk about New York. And then he was like, why are y'all paying all that money in New York? Like, what are y'all paying for? And most people were saying, the view. So he was like, the view of what? So I just thought that was interesting. This was years ago. And that's so crazy I remember that snap. But I know that a lot of people are moving to New Jersey. Like, they're getting houses in New Jersey. I'm starting to hear about the Carolinas, Tennessee, and the South. Texas, you're talking about getting more for your money. Have you seen the houses in Texas? You know how they say that everything is bigger? Tall ceilings. This is one YouTuber that I watch from time to time, Raven Elise. I think she was born and raised in Texas. Like, her apartments were so big, so spacious. And for the price, I was like, oh, for a little two-bedroom and whatnot. So then she eventually ended up getting a house. I can't remember if it was $500,000 or whatnot. She, like, the house was nice. And then she's like, I want to change certain things. So they tore the house down and put it back up. Like, that's how you know I'm cheap. Because if I see a house and I'm like, okay, I like how this house is, I want to make, you know, a couple of changes and stuff. Me, I'm not going to tear the house down and, like, put it back up. I think she wanted a different layout. Me, shoot. Look, just give me what I want. So she had tore the house down and they built it back up with a different layout. And, oh, it is so nice. She constantly does, like, house tours, room tours, and decorating tours and stuff. Because, like, I could just watch that all day. Even with these new trailers that they're building. Even with these new trailers, most people are against trailers because they're like, oh, you know, they associate it with poor. Like, the fuck? You know, trailer trash, poor, you know, just beat them. Child, these new trailers look like houses on the inside. You know, they have double wides. These trailers have upstairs and downstairs. Shoot, even these RVs. Bro, these cars, they got whole houses in them. I'm like, dang, do I want a house or do I want me an RV? Like, that's just how I've been thinking. And what made me come up with, you know, talking about is the shops cheaper, why everybody's moving and stuff? Because me and my friend were talking about just, like, settling down. Because it's like, I've been in Georgia all my life. I wasn't born here, but I was born in Alabama. So I've been in the South all my life. I was born in Alabama, raised in Georgia. And me, I like Georgia. I like Georgia. Being around other adults, like, all the people I grew up around, like, majority of them, they got them a little house. The house looked nice. And then, you know, they just fixed the house up every here and there. And being in Georgia, I'm like, you know, I want to settle down in Georgia, you know, give me some land. Because that's a lot of people's plan, you know, give them some land, build like a house or two on there, or a house and a little shed. One thing I'm starting to see, I've seen this on TikTok, it was like last year, mini houses. So it's this one girl, she was like, her parents bought some land and they got a whole bunch of mini houses. Like, she got her own little mini house. Her parents got their own little mini house. Her sibling got their own little mini house. And then there's, like, a mini house for guests. And I don't know if each one of them had their own bathroom in there. I think that was one of the cons. Because she was showing off, I can't remember, but she was showing off the guest mini house. And she was like, there's a bed in there. There's a washer and a dryer. There's a shower in there. And I was like, if I get a mini house, I'm going to need one with a bathroom in there. Because ain't nobody finna be walking across the yard in the middle of the night to go use the toilet or to, like, take a shower. But those mini houses are nice, you know, for people that are minimalist. I'm hoping I'm saying that word right. Which, you know, people who don't want all that space. And that's something I would do, because right now I'm in a townhouse and I'm one person. It's just me and one person. So having to clean up the kitchen, the living room, the dining room, clean the stairs, clean the hallway upstairs, clean this room that I record in, clean my room, clean all three bathrooms. It's a lot. It's a lot. I even told my mom that. I said, I need smaller space because I can't do this shit. But I know that I constantly see house porn, and you see these big old houses, you see all these different interior designs, all these different ways people could decorate it, all these different pages. Because me, I constantly rearrange my room, and it's so crazy because it's not like the room is getting bigger, but I constantly rearrange my room. I want to rearrange it again because the way I had my room, it was like a whole vibe, especially since I've been moving stuff around, moving things out of my room into this room that I record and watch TV in. I have more space, but I don't know yet. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't know. But back to like the mini houses, like I've been seeing everybody get their mini houses and stuff. And I've been watching a lot of videos about the pros and cons of so many things, and why it's not good to get manufactured, but you know, already, like, so it's one thing we used to do, like when we used to be driving to Atlanta or driving to just anywhere in Georgia, there used to be this little area. It's like little area. It's like, you know, it's like a whole bunch of trailers. I would say like a trailer business. So you go to there, you know, you drive on the dirt road and stuff. Somebody comes out of a trailer that's been turned into an office. You know, you talk to them and whatnot. And then they just show you like all different type of trailers. And you go inside there and like everything is already set up. There's already furniture in there. There's already, you know, the kitchen is already designed and whatnot. It's not just this empty ass trailer. It's like everything is already set up. I think that's how it's supposed to be. But, you know, it's already built a certain way. And, you know, all you have to do is just get a truck, drive it, and put it wherever the hell you want to put it. And I was watching a video about it. It was just like that, but there were mini houses. So, you know, they were already had everything they needed in there. So, shoot. And people were like, oh, you know, you're better off building one yourself than buying one that's already built. And I was like, tell me more. I know my mom says that a lot about houses and stuff. She's like, I want a house that's been already lived in instead of a house that's like brand new. Because the neighborhood next door to my neighborhood, they just built some house. I mean, child, they threw those houses up. And people were buying the houses before they were done building them. So like by the time the houses were done, I'm seeing like barbecue things in the backyard. I'm seeing cars already parked and whatnot. So my mom was like, oh, don't trust those type of things, because especially when they throw houses up that quick, you know, something can end up being broken and stuff. And from my last place that I was living in before I live now, I know the walls were stupid thin. Like the walls were thin. I could hear everything the next door neighbors were doing. I care everything my upstairs neighbors were doing. Shoot, I was upstairs and my mom was downstairs, and she could hear everything that I was doing. She could hear me walk. She could hear me turn, like, it was thin. It was very thin. And I understand, like, more new stuff that they build, the more new this and that they put in there, the price is going to go up. So I think that's why most people are, like, saying, yeah, you're getting more for your money, but at one point, the South ain't going to be cheap no more. Because, like, I'd be on Zillow, and I was just looking at different apartments and whatnot. You know, not saying I want to move or nothing, but just looking at different apartments in Atlanta, because I constantly hear people talk about being actually in Atlanta. My address is not Atlanta, Georgia. My address is a whole nother city, which is a couple of minutes south of Atlanta. But people are mostly talking about how much they pay. So, yeah, they got a couple apartments out there. Really nice apartments, might I say. For like $1,000. I think the max for like 3-bedroom is like $1,300. For some of them that I looked at. I know there's people that can... It's just, it's all about networking. I'm gonna say that it's all about it's all about who you know, because there's people who are actually in Atlanta whose rent is right at $1,000 and they got a lot of bedrooms. There's people who only pay almost $2,000 for a bedroom and a bathroom, because I think those are like the dorms, or I think it's for like college kids and whatnot. But if you want something that's like cheap, I mean, less than, all right, I grew up in Milledgeville, Georgia. So, like I said, I was looking at different places in Georgia and how much they want. So in Milledgeville, Georgia, you could get you a little apartment for $400. $400 a month, you get you a little apartment and whatnot. Shoot, you could get you a trailer for like 300 something, or a house. It's a whole thing. I know their prices are going to constantly go up, but that's the thing. If you want something like cheap, I'm talking about like under $700, it's going to be in the middle of nowhere with nothing to do. That's just my opinion. I've been in these different areas, and it's like something, like I told you, $400 a month, $400 rent, $400. When's the last time you've seen $400? Some people have roommates and they don't even pay $400 a month. But if you find you a whole house for $400 a month, it's going to be in the middle of nowhere. Which, to be honest, at this point, ain't nothing wrong with that. Like I said, my idea, I'm a country girl. So my idea of settling down is, like I said, getting some land, building a house on there. I don't know if I want a big house or a small house, because I don't want to clean up all that. But a girl can dream, okay? A girl can dream. So outside of housing, that took a long pause. Outside of housing, I know it's talked about safer environment in the South. I don't think, yeah, hospitality. Get that Southern hospitality. Not everybody's nice, but you get that Southern hospitality. You know, it's a lot of culture down here. I know in the future, I'm going to make a video mostly about Atlanta and Black people. I'm definitely going to make that video. I got to do my hair first, but I'm definitely going to make that video. So from what I researched, it said that it's a safer environment in the South, lower taxes, the weather is kind of better, because it don't really snow down here unless you live like near the water. And it's so crazy that, I don't know, I want to say the weather is better because I constantly hear about Texas. Is Texas considered the South? Yeah, I'm considering the South. I constantly hear about Texas and their hurricanes, you know, Louisiana and their hurricanes, Florida and their damn hurricanes, their humidity and stuff. Georgia, I think we mostly have rain and thunderstorms. So, but we don't really have a winter because it's hot as hell down here. We don't really have a winter. Like, you know, you're not going to get no snow days or nothing like that. But if you're in the the Midwest, I've been in that area once, and it was nice too. It was country as hell as well. Super, like, you could smell the racism. Just kidding. But you'll probably have snow in those areas, but that's not the South. That's the mid. Mid. But yeah, lower taxes. Child, I need to look more into that about the taxes and stuff. Because that's another thing. When I was looking at, like, do my research on this, because if you're a person that's like just barely scraping by. Nowhere, nothing is considered cheap to you. If you're a person that's barely scraping by, nothing compared cheap for you. So those people who are, let's say a person that's in New York that's constantly hustling, constantly on their thing, whatever. They were moved to the South for, you know, better housing, better environments and stuff. Listen, everybody that I see on Snapchat or Instagram stories, they're chilling in their backyard, just constantly showing off the vibes. Like, you know, just you can hear like the bugs or whatever the hell be chirping or whatnot, and just that cool breeze. Bruh, if you ever in the South, if you drive at nighttime, whether you're going home or you finna go turn up in the city, have the windows rolled down, music playing, just that air. It's just, no, I have to settle down here. I can't see myself living anywhere else. But like I was going back to, you know, if you're a person that's barely scraping by, you know, many things might not be considered cheap to you. So that could be one of the struggling things as well. I know that in LA, people constantly complain about the prices in LA. And I do question, like, why do people move to LA? I know people do that for careers and whatnot, if you're a comedian, actor and whatnot. But it's just like, when I see people from LA, they're constantly working. They're constantly, especially if you're like an actor and stuff, they're constantly working, constantly trying. And I know that with right now, with, you know, jobs are like, you know, stopping production, or, you know, jobs are limiting and stuff. I know it's truly, truly hard. And that's why, like, I'm constantly, I've seen a small reason of why a lot of people from LA are moving to Texas. And I know constantly people, I know people make the jokes about stop moving here, we're full. I think it's because, like, if these people are constantly seeing people move here, and we all know the discrimination when it comes to housing, they're going to raise the price. They're going to raise the price. They're going to kick your grandma out her crib that she's been in forever. Tear those buildings down. Build up these new buildings. Just to have three people living in the neighborhood. So I think, and I'm with that as well, because it really affects, I don't know, it's a whole lot that goes into it. Especially if you're like some of my peers or whatnot, because we're just trying to figure out what's going on. And every time you think you're like a step ahead, you know, some shit go down. So it's just a lot, but there's so much in different areas. But with Atlanta, I shared something. I was like, if you're going to be broke in Atlanta, you better have some money and whatnot. Atlanta is so supportive. Atlanta is very supportive. People will put you on and whatnot. People will recommend you. It's just all about you making sure that, you know, you pull through on your end. That's it. Child, I'm mad because I'm just thinking about all the different events that these people are still throwing events, but I'm still just not comfortable with going because I'm like, I'm not too sure. But it's like, I need to go out there, talk with some people, you know, get my pictures back up since my memory card messed up. It's just a lot. But the last thing I'm going to finish on with is just finding your space, like creating spaces and finding your space when you move. Like I constantly say, Atlanta is very supportive. I don't know about anywhere else. I just know that Atlanta is very supportive. And you're going to find your group. You're going to find your people and whatnot. I do want to explore different places before I settle down. But having a child is kind of very hard because she's in school. I don't want her bouncing around to all these different schools and whatnot, making friends and then having to, like, disappear on them or whatnot. So it's kind of hard for me. So that made me think, like, dang, am I going to be that person whose child is grown and then I want to start exploring? Or do I want to explore now? It's just like I said, it's just a very difficult thing. And it's so crazy. Like, ain't nobody telling me being an adult was this hard. I understand, like, I have bills to pay. And, you know, I have to make sure I eat, make sure I exercise, make sure I get to work on time. But just, like, thinking about my future, and especially when you have kids, because it's just me and my daughter. So it's just, like, I have to really think about, I really have to think, like, for really, like, 5 years ahead. And then I understand that I share a child with another person. So then it's, like, I have to, like, talk to him and be like, hey, it's just stuff like that. So I see why a lot of people just stay in one area, especially when you have a kid, you're a single parent, because some people can't leave the state that they're in with their child because of the other parent court and all that stuff. I know when I moved to Atlanta, he was pissed. So it's like, I already know that if I want to move out the state, I would have to go through a whole lot to do that. But if you're single with no kids, or your kids are grown, I would definitely want to live, you know, definitely live in a different area and whatnot. I think right now, I could work from anywhere. But with this whole schooling thing for my daughter, you know, it's just a lot. It's a lot of paperwork. So thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean podcast. I have been your host, Lynn. If you enjoyed, make sure you share. Make sure you rate. Give me a little rating, little 5 stars. You can check me out on Instagram at Country Caribbean. You can check me out on Facebook at The Country Caribbean Podcast. And I'll talk to you in the next episode.